A person first was makdish all his property. So the word is going to go out. He gave $1,000 to Hekdish. People are going to be talking about him. He was a rich man. So he doesn't want people to talk about him. Maybe that's why he's making up a story. You should know, I owe somebody $500. So maybe just a story. And he's only saying it because he doesn't want the rumor to go around. He just gave $1,000 to Hekdish. And now it will only be only $500. So maybe we shouldn't believe the person. So once the person says, I'm makdish all my nechassim, and then he says, Ishno, I owe somebody $500, maybe we shouldn't believe him. Smor says, no. Ki kama rafuna hosom dinokit shtoro. That the rafuna says, that by the son, that we believe the father, that's only if the loiva, the malva, has a shtar. Shlam says, ki kama rafuna dinokit shtoro, hu malva, dizeh hoideloi. It's only in a case where the father, the shchimera, that the rafuna said,
where's Rav Huna?
Shchimra shehikdish kona chos v'emma mandal toni. I mean, it tells like this. That the Rav Huna said, Nemon, that is, if a person is makdish his property, and then he says he owes somebody money, that we believe him, true. It's only if that malva, that person has a shtar. But if that person would not have a shtar, then we would not believe him. Even by hekdish, we're afraid the person is just joking around. He just doesn't want to go around. I gave so much money to hekdish. So if the malva wouldn't have a shtar, we wouldn't believe him. Only in the case where the malva has a shtar, kikama rafuna, when did rafuna say that we believe the shchimera, that it really owes this person money, that Hegdish is going to lose out? Only hosam the nikita shtar, only where he's holding the shtar. So Mar says, if so, michlau the rav and shmuel, the loit nokit shtar. So you want to say, mashma rav and shmuel talocha, it's talking about where the malva does not have a shtar. And therefore we don't give it. Like Rav and Shmuel says, when the Shchimera says that I owe money to somebody else, so we don't give the money away. So I tell you also, it's only where it doesn't have a shtar. Omar, then it's like this. Omar tenu noisne. That if the father says, I owe him money, and I want you to give him, tenu, give him the money. Then we say noisne, that we take to give the money. So the question is, milva pehu. All it is just a milva peh. You're telling me now we're talking about that the malva does not have a shtar. Because if the malva has a shtar, then we would believe the father. Then when the father says, I owe him money, and he has a shtar, we would believe him. Where's the case we don't believe the father if he just says, I owe him money, where the malva does not have a shtar? If he does not have a shtar, then we're afraid the father's only making up a story now. And Rav Shmuel still says that if the father says, Tenu, I want you to give the money to the person, then the lacha is you have to give it to him. The question is why? Even if the father says tenu, but it's only a milva pehu. For Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Tavayu. Now both Rav and Shmuel, they both say that milva rapir ain't a goy for loymen a yoshim, for loymen a lakuchas. Here we're talking about the father was a shchimera, and Pashit we're talking about the father died. Just before the father died, he left the word to say tenu, I want you to give money to this milva. Now Rav and Shmuel, they both hold if a father dies, even though it's true that somebody lent money to the father, and the father owes somebody else money, but if it's only a milva bal peh, there was no shtar written down, only just Edim know about it, even though it was true, you can't collect from Yorshim. That's what Rav Shmuel both holds. So over here, even though the father says tenu, so what? Why do the kids, why do the Yorshim have to pay up? L'churat most it's a milva bal peh, and Rav Shmuel both say, milva bal peh, you can't collect from Yorshim. So we're answered like this. So the Mekitsa, we can't be talking about where there's no shtar. Ela Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Edivi the Nokit Shtar. I'll tell you, both cases, that's what we're talking about, where the person has a shtar. The Malva has a shtar. Both by Hegdish and by the children, we're talking about when the Shchimera says, I owe somebody money. In both cases, they have a shtar. For Lei Kasha, there's no theory of two cases, I'll tell you. Ho de Mekuyim, ho de Lei Mekuyim. Versus ho de Hegdish be Mekuyim. That we say by Hegdish, we believe the person, if the person was first was makdish all his money, and then he came up and said, you should know, I owe somebody money, and that person has a shtar, we believe the person, and he has a right to collect the money first. Where is that talking about? If the shtar is mekuyim, there's a henpik, like Bezdin gave their stamp on the shtar is mekuyim, then you can collect it. But that we say by the kids, that you do not collect, that's where the shtar is not mekuyim. The shtar was not mekuyim. Therefore, it's like this: Omat tenu, if the father says such a strong lashon tenu, I want you, my children, to give the money to this person, kaim l'shtari. The father says tenu, that's like the father's being a kaim l'shtar. There is the malva has a shtar here. We only have a doubt, is it true the shtar is kosher or not? So if the father, the original loiva, says tenu, pay the money, that's like saying this shtar is a kosher shtar. Therefore, it's like we have a kiyum on the shtar, therefore we make the kids pay up, because it's called the milva b'shtar. But lo yoma tenu, if the father does not say such a strong lashon of tenu, then lekayim l'shtara. Then that's not considered the kiyum on the shtar, and then the lachar is, we do not make him pay up. Then it's only called like a shtar shein mekuyim, he can't collect, but the shtar that's not mekuyim, he can't collect. Omar Rab, Rabbi says like this, Shchiv mirash omar mone l'pleini b'yodi. A shchimra before he dies says, listen, I owe somebody $100. Shama mona l'plein v'yada, I owe somebody $100. Like this, the loch would be again, all the money would go to the Yerusha, would go to the children. But now the father said, just before he died, you should know, I owe somebody $100. Mona l'plein v'yada. V'y omru yisaymin paranu. And then later the yisaymin say, no, we paid up that chayiv. Nemonim, v'taka believe the yisaymin. We believe them if they say they paid up. Tenu mona l'pleini. Let's say the father before he died, he said, I want you to give this $100 to so-and-so. For yomru yisomim peranu. And then later the yisomim come and say, we paid you up already. Then ain't amonim. Then we do not believe the yisomim. So Kumar said, what's the difference? Kumar said, anything. Klap elai, it should be just turn it around. Ipcha mistavro. The svar is just the opposite. If you're going to believe the yisomim or not, it should be just the opposite. Oma tenu mono, where the father said a strong lashon of tenu. Before he died, the father told his children, I want you to give $100 to this person. I owe him $100. Said, so, there the svar is, kivon de posko avu lemilfei, but since the father said clearly, without a doubt, give him $100, like I owe him money, so then, ikula meima de poro. Then it's a big svar to say, the kids listened to the father, and the kids gave the money. But if the father just says a statement of money l'plaini biyadi, no, I have somebody else's money in my hand. Since the father did not say such a strong lashon, like it wasn't goma divora, they didn't end off his words of saying give it. He didn't leave a commandment to give. So then Then we could say maybe the yisayimim did not pay up. So maybe there, if the yisayimim paid up, we shouldn't believe him. But the way you're saying is just the opposite. Tomorrow says true. Ela yitma, if we learn something, a difference. Hoch yitma, this is the way it should be learned. It should be learned like this. That shchiv mirash omar mona l'pleine biyodi. If a shchiv mirash says that mona l'pleine biyodi, I owe somebody $100. Vi omru yisaymin. Then the yisaymin says like this. Choza v'yom alonu abba prati. That our father later changed his mind and told us, you should know that he paid up. In such a case, no mona, we talk about the yisaymin. My time, what's the reason? At Kuri Metkar, that could be that the father reminded himself. So since the beginning, the father didn't say such a strong lashon to give the money. The father just said at the beginning that he owed somebody money. So it's possible that it's true he owed him the money. And it's possible that he did pay him back, and at that time he forgot. And now he remembered that he paid him back, so he believes him. But what's going to be? Tenu mona l'pleini, but the father before he dies. He tells his children, Shno Tenu, I want you to give money, Lepleini. Fi Omru Yisaymim. And then later, the Yisaymim, the kids come, after the father dies, they come and tell us. That Chaza, the Yomar Abba Parati, that later, Shno, after the father said that Lashon to give, later on, the next day, the next hour, our father told us, no, that he paid up. In such a case, ain't among them. Then we do not believe the Yisaymim, but rather we say that for sure the father did not pay up the money, and therefore the Malva has a right to collect the money from these Yisaymim. Why? That we don't say. If it's true that the father really paid up the money already, he wouldn't have made such a mistake to say tenu, to say give the money. So I'm not talking about a guy that's mamash forgetting. The normal person, before he says tenu, give the money, he really remembers that he really owes the money, and therefore if he said tenu, we do not believe the yisoyim later when they come up with a new story that the father later said, we paid up. That's not mistafra. So this makes a lot of sense. If the father just says, I owe you money, that could be that he didn't think this, to the end of the slave dover, and it could be later the next second he reminds himself, yeah, I did pay up. But the father says such a strong lashon of tenu, give the money, then for sure the father knows he did not pay it up, and if the father died then, so we do not believe the assumption that it changed his mind. Yav yama tenu. Boy, Rav had a shot like this. Shchiv mera shahoyda mahu. What's going to be a shchiv mera? A person before he dies, he admits, somebody says, you should know, you owe me $100, and he agrees that I owe it to you. Somebody walks into the guy in the hospital is about to die and he says, listen, you owe me $100. And the guy in his bed says, yes. So in such halacha, the Gemara Sanhedrin says that it's only called hoidor that sarach shiyem atenedai. It's only called the hador, we believe you, if you say in front of Tuedim, you should be my edim. Otherwise, we say he's just joking around. If you say yes, so I just want to get rid of you. You're coming to me and say, I owe you $100. I say yes, just mean to say, goodbye, Charlie, I don't want to see you anymore. But when do we say you really mean it? If you say yes, two Edom are here, they could even listen to what I'm saying that I owe it to you. That's by a normal person. Now by a shchimra, a person that's dying, that's a shay lemahu. So we still say the swara that the shchimra still has to say, I want two Edom to hear what I'm saying that I owe you the money. Maybe here it's different. Maybe by a shchimra we don't say he's joking around. He doesn't joke around, the guy's dying. So therefore, if he doesn't owe the money, he wouldn't have been maida. Now that he's maida, he admits, even though there's no two eidim there, still it's called haidor. Now again, another shali is sarach sheyoyma ksoivu. Do they have to say, write it down, that I owe you the money? Like the Rambam says, the Arminu we say in Ches Sabatim, haidor b'fnei shnayin sarach sheyoyma ksoivu. If you admit in front of two Edim, it's only called a good admitting if you tell them right away, say it, write it down. That's by a normal, healthy person. But here by Shchimra, maybe still yes. What does that mean? Are we afraid that maybe a person will still joke around, even though he's about to die? So in other words, when you say that you owe me $100, the guy's joking. I'm like, get out of here, I don't need you. Yes, I owe it to you. But he doesn't really mean it. And maybe even though the guy's about to die, he'll joke around, he still does not really mean what he's saying. The other side is no. Or ain't Adam Mishata Bishas Misa. Or else no, the guy's about to die, now he's not joking around. So here the svar is, if the guy admits that they owe you the money, no matter, even though he doesn't say Adam, he doesn't say Ksoivu, but since he's admitting it's called a good thing, and you have to pay it back. So that's the Shiloh, is it called a good Hador or not? Gemara says, both said the boy, after they asked the question, hod the poshta. Then he himself came to Maskan, he answered it, and said like this, that the Klal Avadar is, Ein Odom Mishate B'Shas Misa. Right before a person is about to die, he does not joke around. And therefore, what he says, he really means. So if you come to him and you say, listen, you owe me $100, and he admits, yes, I owe you the money, that's a nemonis, we believe him, that he really owes the money. And also, V'divre Shchimera Kichsuve Muksum Dami. Now, when Shchimera says, yes, I owe you the money, that's enough, what the Rambam says. And therefore, v'ein tzarach lamek soivu. He does not have to tell the Eidim, go write it down. Because the words of Shchimera by itself is ksivit ksuvu, ksuvim uksum dami. It's like written down and given over already. So therefore, v'ada Shchimera admits, I owe you the money, we believe him, and you have to pay him. It's called the good hador. Now the Mishnah says, famous Mishnah, ha'mal v'eschaver b'shtar. Somebody lends somebody money and they write up a shtar. So the law is the malva has the right to be goyvim and a chosim shibodim. That the law is goyvim and a chosim shibodim. You could even collect the money from the chosim shibodim. Yeah. So the law is yeah malva is chaveru b'shtar. The law is no goyvim and a chosim shibodim. You collect the malva has the right to go down to the loiva, and if the loiva does not have any money, so then he has the right to see if he sold any property since the loan. And if he sold property, he has the right to take away that property that was sold. That's called Goyvim Nechos Mishibodim. What about Ayyid Eidim? He stopped lent somebody money in front of two Eidim. You did not write it down Bishtar. That's called the Milva Balpeh. Then the Locher is Goyvim Nechos Mishibodim. You have a right to go down to the Loiva after 30 days and say, listen, pay you back the money. The Loiva says, I have no money. You have a right to take away his property. But that's all. Only B'nai Chorim is the property that he himself owns. If he already sold this property, you can't take it away from Lekuchas. Milva Balpeh, you do not collect from Lekuchas. All right, I'll turn over.